So it sounds like you do a ton of hunting and you do mostly DIY, do a lot of whitetail down in southern New York. Does your family eat venison and wild game?
Yeah, definitely. It's sort of a staple of our diet. I'm a big believer in, eating what you kill, obviously. I've done quite a bit of the stuff also, though, donating to, hunters feeding the homeless and these kind of things. So, but we do eat a lot of venison in my household. I think I exposed my kids to it at a very young age. I think oftentimes they prefer it to actual, beef. And so, we do quite a bit of it. And, as I've gone around the country doing these things, I've found little places where they, they make something, some sort of great venison tamale. There's a couple places down in Texas that, I sort of rack up these places now and keep records of it, because there's some guys just doing some amazing stuff with, venison. And so wherever I happen to be, I usually now have a place where it's like, okay, now I got to send that guy a deer, because the sausage we got out of him was incredible. There's a great place by us, in New York, that just makes a great Italian sausage that, we love and incorporate into a lot of our food. Or, my wife's, one of her favorite things is my venison meat sauce. She may just be telling me that because she's a good wife and she supports my obsession with the outdoors. But the kids seem to love it, and I've had some good fun just exposing a lot of my friends who are, more New York City type people. They'll come up to the weekend. It's like, oh, here, have some. Oh, yeah, we're having spaghetti bolognese. It's a great meat sauce. And, some people that have never even thought about wild game as a food, sort of don't tell them what it is. And, you get the, wow, this is the greatest meal I've had forever. How did, what is this? It's like, oh, well, why don't you have your second or your third helping? And then, I'll give you a little backstory on what it actually is. And, oh, by the way, that's a deer I shot 2 weeks ago. It's amazing. So no, it's a big part of our diet. We really enjoy it, and obviously there's some incredible nutritional benefits to it, beyond, just it tasting good and, being there. And I love being able to give my kids something that I know hasn't been jacked up with all sorts of hormones and all of this. And I have five young kids, so that's a flock in and of itself. And so to be able to give them something like that they're into has been great. But with my son and everything, doing that and taking it full circle from sort of game to table, has really become a part of the process. And so he's just so fascinated by that, that, he really enjoys it. And, they all really do, but he's, old enough to understand now all about that. And it's been a great part of sort of our family dinners, and it will continue to be for as long as I can do it.
So I know everybody's going to want to know this question. So when Donald Trump Sr. comes over for dinner, do you feed him venison?
If I did, I may not tell him about it till afterwards. But usually when we're with him, it's one of his places, so there's usually someone else cooking. I don't know that he trusts me to do the cooking as much as although I guess I've been lucky growing up in environments like that. I get to and venison is one of those things. You really have to know how to cook it to do it justice. And so I've been lucky, sort of growing up with chefs around us. As a kid, I used to hate the sort of notion of, well, this guy's working for me to do this. So, rather than do that, I said, hey, well, I'm going to watch you do what you're doing, and I'm going to mimic what you're doing on the side. So from a very young age, I learned to cook from some people who really knew what they were doing. So I can actually hold my own in the kitchen. And I think that certainly helped a lot as it relates to, venison, where, people sort of make the cardinal error of, cooking it too long. Unless you're doing a stew or something like that, in which case you do want to cook it, very long, people sort of usually overdo it, and screws up a pretty good meal. So I'm lucky. I think I know what I'm doing.